WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Good looking weekend and week on tap. Sunny skies all week, continuing through Thursday. Clear at night. Looking for daytime highs around 87, nighttime lows about 67. A little bit of rain come Friday. Mostly sunny skies with that 20% chance of rain. Highs of 88.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show since 2011, or just listened to the show for the first time yesterday, welcome back. But if this is the first time that you have heard about this show, just know I've been waiting for you. And you know what? It's an important day, because this is the last show that's going to be heard, the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the last one. So it's important that you listen up. So if this is the first time that you hear about the show, it's even more reason that you listen today. Please know, I've been waiting for you. I certainly have been waiting for you. This is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, notice I didn't say my viewing friends. I just said listening friends, because I'm only recording this show for you. For those of you who are listening in the Jacksonville area and surrounding areas, this is the last time this show will be aired. And let me tell you, I am so grateful that CP Broadcasting, The Talk, and WBOB have allowed me the opportunity to share with you that this is my last show. I wanted to say not just goodbye, but I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me day after day to spend time with you. And so this show has been broadcasting since 2011, as I said in the intro. But in 2017, I was brought to the Jacksonville area. And since then, we have learned and we've grown together, and it's been such a blessing. But unfortunately, things happen. Things happen where there changes. Radio is changing. And I'm grateful that I was given the opportunity to go onto the station, because I don't have the typical show. My show isn't about, you know, criticizing people and talking bad about politics and sports. And, you know, that is not what I talk about here on the show. Is life. Life. The things we don't want to look at, the times that we wake up grumpy, and how to shift from that, how to heal from medicine from with food instead of taking medicine. Not that I'm allergic, but not that I'm against medication. I am for doing whatever it takes. So about a couple of months ago, I took out on my website, the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, I started calling it just by accident. I just called it a classroom. And I don't believe there's any accidents, but here we go. I started calling it a classroom. And I called my web guy and I said, I want you to take Lillian McDermott Radio Show, crossover radio show, and add classroom right there. Because that's what we've been doing since 2011. All of you with me, we have been learning and growing together. So instead of hearing me on your way to work, you might be listening to me from your home or whatever. Maybe you're streaming me right now on TuneIn, whatever it is that you listen to me. If you would like, you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Subscribe. I've been warning you since 2017 to subscribe. And once you subscribe, you will know who's on my show. The show is going to continue. It's just continuing in a different way. It's continuing through Facebook Live, through YouTube, through podcasts, just not on this station. So today, we're going to make a plan. We're going to talk about embracing what is. What is going on in your life that perhaps is making you go, "Arr!" What is it? And if you just were to turn it around, if you just were to change the way you look at it, perhaps you realize, maybe this is a blessing after all. Maybe something good is going to come out of it. Because, hey, babe, by the way, Romans 8, everything works out for the good of all. And I am part of that all, and you are part of that all. We are all a part of the all. So if something happens where I perceive it as not good, I promise you that eventually when you look back, you will find you grew stronger, that you found your purpose, that you found your mission, that you found your intention. Something good will come out of whatever is going in your life. And so today, it's the last show on the air on this station, where we're going to continue to grow and learn together. And we're going to continue talking on the show because I got lots to say. So please continue. Oh, and make sure, whenyouneedafriend.com today, I'm warning you to do this. Now is the day. That way we can stay connected. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show / Classroom, where we always learn and grow together. And over the last almost 2 years, it's been an honor to bring this show to you live. And at this point, the last, I think, month or so, it's been recorded. But it's still an honor to know that all of you are a part of me, and that will always be. And so I want to start with a little story, and as I said before, this is the last radio broadcast in this area, but I am very grateful. I'm grateful to CP Broadcasting, The Talk, WBOB, for allowing me the opportunity to enter your home, enter your car, enter your life, enter your curiosity. And so I want to share a story that I heard a long time ago that helps me in many ways. And perhaps maybe we can dissect it, because I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth after it's said, because I speak to you from the heart. Yes, I have a template of what I want to maybe say, but I just have a word. And then from there come the words. But there was a woman who was at a breakfast, and she sat at this table of 7 other people. And everybody had coffee. Throughout the morning, everybody had coffee but her. And she kept getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And then she asked her server to come over, and she said, "I want to speak to the head waiter." And he said, is everything okay? And she said, "I just want to speak to the head waiter." So the server brings the head waiter, and she rips them a new one. And she starts talking about how unprofessional and how disgusted she is that every single person in this table has a cup of coffee except her. And the man gently said, "Well, ma'am, all you have to do is turn your cup over and we will be happy to fill it for you." How many times do we go through life perceiving things the wrong way? Maybe it's not the wrong way. Maybe the choice of word is incorrect. A different way. Maybe you're the only one that sees blue when everybody else sees purple. And that happens a lot too. What do you do about that? How many times are we in a situation where we just need to accept what is, speak out and say, "Hey, excuse me, can I have a cup of coffee?" But instead, our goal is to take it personally. Our goal is to fight back and insult the other person, because all the stories in your head that you've told, that this is, you know, I'm not good enough, that's why they're ignoring me, blah, 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 whatever it is, we create stories in our head. And those are the ones that cause us more pain than the actual reality. How many times do we refuse to turn the cup over to receive an abundance of blessings because we're either afraid or we don't want to make a mistake? And on this last broadcast in the station, and again, not, I'm still going to be around. You can find me at whenyouneedafriend.com. And even if you make a mistake, just know that there is no such thing. It is the step. if you think back of everything that you've done in your life, how many times you thought that you had failed or were afraid to fail and you didn't make a decision? Because here I'm telling you right now, for those of you who do not know how to make a decision and you just let things go and go and go because you're afraid you're going to make a mistake, then I'm here to tell you, you have made your decision to give up your power so that something or someone else can choose for you. Does that sound like who you are? If it is, if you're having a hard time making a decision, figure out, when did this start? What do I gain from it? What do I profit from controlling the outcome by not making a decision? Because not to decide is a decision. And I want to encourage you, for those of you who are procrastinators, for those of you, actually, I should include us in that because I used to be, I am a born again believer in doing things right away. But for those of you who have spent your life not being able to make a decision because of fear, until your desire is stronger than your fear, you will always be scared. But what are you scared about? What's the worst that could happen? Why is it that we go through life anticipating the worst that could ever happen, but we don't go towards it? Or maybe we can just go towards what we want. So for those of you who are fearful of what could go wrong, sit down and write what I want to create, because every single thought in your head is a manifestation. And let me give you an example. Back when I was told that the show was not going to be heard live anymore, or maybe even before that, I don't know when that happened, I decided to go back to my web guy and I asked him to cross out radio show. Because I started calling it a classroom. This is right before that, I think. I can't remember when I started saying slash classroom. And I asked my web designer, and you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com, by the way, and see it's right up and new, brand new. It says Lillian McDermott Radio Show, and the radio show is X'd out. And in orange, in a purple background, it says classroom. And it looks like it was written by a two-year-old, actually. But that's what we chose. I thought it was good because we're all kids. We're all little two-year-olds that know nothing, but we think we do because we have a diploma. But the reality is that we're always learning and growing. So when I started that classroom philosophy and that classroom mentality, something changed in me. A resolve, a new resolve, a reality, a recognition of what this was all about. This isn't about me. This is about us. This is our show. This is our classroom. So as I cross that X out, the radio show out, you can still see it. It's still there. It's part of my where I began. I got the call last week that I would only have this last week to, or the previous week that I'd only have till Friday. And I knew the shows weren't live, so I asked for one more show so that I cannot just, I don't want to say goodbye, because I think that we can create something different and new. I want to encourage all of us to finally subscribe, as I asked before, is to subscribe. And once you subscribe, you will know who's on the show, what the links are for that guest, when we're going to be on Facebook Live at Lillian's radio show. You'll get all that information. And I decided that I was just going to look at, what should I do now? What should I do now? Should I change the name of the show? We just finished doing the classroom thing. And I believe in journaling, and I want to encourage all of you to journal. And what was revealed to me, because when I journal, I wait for a response. And what was revealed to me was that I had already created this, that I created this cross out of the show, and I was kind of, was it a manifesting? Did I manifest this? Am I that powerful? Is my mind that powerful that I crossed out radio show, and all of a sudden, my show is 100% internet, Facebook Live, YouTube, podcast. And all of a sudden, my show is taking off. And I, all of a sudden, all these things. And as I continue to write, I realize I am still a radio show. That's where I came from. I remember back in 2011 when John Harper asked me, after a half an hour interview, he came in and went, "Wow, how long have you been doing radio?" And I said, 30 minutes. And from there, I knew without a doubt. Have you ever been in a situation where you have no doubt that this is where you need to be? I'm telling you, I knew when I sat down and I put those earphones on and I was being interviewed, this is where I needed to be. And later, this man who interviewed me and said, "Wow, how long have you been doing radio?" offered me, he said, "If I offered you a radio show, what would it be on?" And you know what? I didn't realize it, but at the time, I pitched him a show. I did not know how to do a radio show. I could have said, "Well, I don't know how to do a show." I grew up in a family where the one who talked the loudest was the one that was heard. The one who had the strongest opinion was the right one. I grew up in a family that it was more important to be right than curious, to giving the person an opportunity to speak. And if you had a difference of opinion, you were for sure wrong. And so as I started doing the show and I pitched that we would have respectful conversations, that has always been a part of my vision. But I wanted to talk about the latest in pills, the pharmaceutical industry, what the doctor has to say. But it wasn't until I was challenged to go raw vegan that I realized that, wow, after 4 days, I thought, I feel good. But here's the deal. I wasn't feeling bad. There is something out there called better. And until you know what you know, then it doesn't make sense. We try to make a square peg go into a round hole because we think that that's what fits. But when we open our mind and we allow that cup to turn over, that's when the blessing, the divine comes to you and speaks to you or speaks to me. I know I'm not the only one that the divine speaks to. I want to hear from you, 407-373-5959. If the divine speaks to you, how does the divine speak to you? And when you journal, you can allow that to permeate into your life. And all of a sudden you realize everything I do is a manifestation of what I want. What do I want? Am I focusing on what I don't want? Or am I focusing and manifesting what I want? So I hope that you've been able to manifest and learn a new language by listening to the show. That you can choose to manifest what you want. And then that fear is less than your desire. And we're going to continue talking about this when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. For the third year in a row, President Trump will not be on hand for tonight's annual White House Correspondents Association dinner. He says that the event is boring. Instead, he's going to hold what he calls a very positive rally in the state of Wisconsin. During a speech at the NRA convention yesterday, the president signed a letter to remove America's signature on the UN Arms Trade Treaty. The president warned that his political opponents, quote, want to take your guns away. You better get out there and vote. The leaders of several Midwestern states hit recently by flooding along the Missouri River said on Friday they received assurances from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that the states will have a seat at the table when it comes to river management decisions. Republican Missouri Governor Mike Parson was joined by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, both Republicans, and Kansas Democratic Governor Lynn Rogers. They're all working together. This is SRN News.
This year marks the 62nd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 62 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 62 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes offers free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. With a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. And just in time for Easter, Boger Shoes is offering new spring Birkenstocks. And for your Easter babies or toddlers, Boger's now carries very stylish waterproof sandals. So let the kids enjoy the April showers. You can also save 10% by simply liking Boger Shoes on Facebook or following them on Instagram. Just show that information on your phone at checkout to receive your 10% discount. For 62 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Good-looking weekend and week on tap. Sunny skies all week, continuing through Thursday. Clear at night. Looking for daytime highs around 87, nighttime lows about 67. A little bit of rain come Friday. Mostly sunny skies with that 20% chance of rain. Highs of 88.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the last broadcast on this station of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show / Classroom, where we are heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Yes, worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. So this isn't the last show of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show Classroom. This is just the beginning. This is a new beginning. Just like when we turn the cup over so that blessing can flow in, that's what's happening to the show right now. And so I want to encourage you to go and continue to finally subscribe if you haven't done so. I want to encourage you to text me if you don't ever have the time to subscribe when you get home. You can just text me at 407-373-5959 or call me and say, hey, this is my email address. Please subscribe me. And when I get the email from you, I'll confirm. And so here's what happens. You know, when we go to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show website at whenyouneedafriend.com, I make it so easy. I make it so easy. All you have to do is hit on my Facebook page, like and follow me there. Go to my Facebook page, subscribe there. Click onto my podcast. You can subscribe to my podcast. If you don't like social media, you can go there. There are so many different, oh yeah, let's not forget Instagram and Twitter. All of that is in one little place, one-stop shop, which is called whenyouneedafriend.com. This is where we take ownership for our life. This is where we say, it stops with me. It is so easy to look at what everybody else is doing, and we forget to look at ourselves. We can't control the world, but we can change our perspective of the world. And so as the show has grown, I tell you that I cannot do this without my sponsors. Without my sponsors, there would be no show. And so I want to encourage you to go to my sponsors page. And we just picked up a new sponsor just this week that was excited to be, I finally found this needle in a haystack, Dr. Stephen Grable. Integrative, functional. He is holistic. He's in the Jacksonville area. And when they told me that they were no longer going to do the show, they canceled the show and in the station, I called them immediately. And I said, I know that you want to become a sponsor, but guess what? We're not going to be on the air anymore. What we are going to do is we're going to continue what we've been doing, which is broadcasting live from Facebook and getting interactions from the people. And we'll promote you in a certain area. I started telling him this, and he just said, you're stuck with me. You're stuck with me, Lily. I believe in what you're doing, and I believe in him. He's an MD who decided to think outside the box. And you can go to my website or YouTube, and you can learn more about Dr. Grable. And you can decide if you want to learn more. He's going to be on once a month. We've got so many different, we've learned so many of so many different teachers on the show. And so I want to encourage you to support my sponsors the way that they have supported the show. And of always, always, you can call and text me. I want to hear which show, which episode, have I said anything ever that has lightened your load or maybe rubbed you the wrong way? Maybe you're glad that the show is going to be done. But I want to ask you the question. What is it if you don't like somebody, or what is it about the people who rub you the wrong way? Maybe shine the light in your face. It's so easy for us to be critical of others. And you know what? We criticize others the way that we criticize ourselves. That voice in our head that says, you are not enough. You can't figure this out. Who are the voices in your head? There's this Mark Travis. I took a show with him. I've had shows with him, but I went to California to learn to write my own story. I wanted to get comfortable looking into the camera. I wanted to get comfortable. So I started expanding my comfort zone. And I have a story about how to expand your comfort zone, because I'll tell you, I am a very, very shy person. Very shy. I grew up very, very shy. Again, I wasn't the loudest. Believe it or not, I was not the loudest. I can't believe I said that out loud. You know, the person who started the show in 2011 is not the person who is speaking to you today. We have grown on this, gone on this journey. What started off as an allopathic journey turned into, what else have they lied to? Because after 4 days of eating raw vegan, I felt so good and I didn't know I could feel better. What else have I been lied to? It wasn't intentional. I don't think it was intentional. Maybe there's other industries that it was intentional, but not my family. They eat the way they do. They talk the way they do. It is who they are, right? No, it's what they do. None of us are sealed with the curse of who you are or what you do. You are who you are in everything you do, every step you take. It's all a blessing. It says in Romans 8 that all things work out for the good of all, for the good of all. Things work out for the good of all. That means you and me, we are a part of the all. So if something is happening to you that you don't like, or maybe there's somebody who rubs you the wrong way, we must ask the question, what is it about that person that I don't want to look about myself? Because we see in others who you are. What are some of the lessons that you've learned on this show? What are some of the things that you would like to text me on at 407-373-5959? What are the different ways that you're going to take this new mindset, this new set of eyes, the person who turns the cup over so that blessing can be poured onto you, abundance can be poured onto you? There's so many different ways that we hold ourselves back. And perhaps it was time for me to stop hiding behind the radio and focused on the radio and really focus on spreading and growing in a different direction. And going back to what I was saying, the crossing that out, we manifest. What are we manifesting? Are we manifesting fear? Are we manifesting love? Are we manifesting hatred? Are we manifesting curiosity and acceptance? Are we manifesting what you don't want? Or are you manifesting what you do want? The brain does not understand what you say after do or don't. It doesn't understand the difference between fact or fiction. And the way that is, I will tell you, if you're watching a movie and you start to cry, that's not really happening. But your body is acting as if it has happened. Your body is responding. So if you say, I don't want to be late, then what happens is your brain is registering, be late. It is what it is. So how can we reformat, which is what has happened to me, this journey that started by saying yes, this journey that started not knowing where it's going to lead me, has brought me to a place where I love learning a new truth, learning and exploring with curiosity instead of criticism. I love learning that our bodies were perfectly created. And if we give the body what it needs, it will heal. I've seen it time and time again. And I've said, you can take a pill, you can take responsibility. I'm not against a pill. There are times that these medicines are life-saving, but short-term. There's a reason why your body is responding the way it is. Discover it. We have discovered that only 1% of illness comes from our DNA. What we inherit are the family recipes. And we can turn our life around. We can take our health back without taking a pill. Just by looking at our spirit, the condition of our spirit, condition of our body, the condition of our mind. We have 70,000 thoughts. Those 70,000 thoughts, 90% of them are repetitive and 80% are negative. What are we manifesting? And know that whatever is happening in your life today, it is for the greater good. It's good for you. It's good for me. It's good for them. And we rejoice together. It's a win, win, win. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you gave up control and just said yes? Just say yes to opportunity, to possibility, to whatever it is, and turn your cup over to allow the blessing to flow in. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting.
I'll be right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the last show on the radio of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show Classroom, where we've always learned together and grow together. I want to encourage you to continue this journey of growth. I want to ask for you to continue being a member of this classroom. Join us in every way we can. The only thing you really have to do is go to whenyouneedafriend.com, and then that's where you discover different ways to remain connected. I'm so grateful to the station for allowing me the opportunity to bring these new truths. And listen, if you think I'm a crazy woman and you've thought I was a crazy woman and you listened to me for 2 years and still think I'm a crazy woman, I want to encourage you to listen to the shows again. And perhaps maybe the second time around, you might think I'm okay. Because when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And if I'm telling you what I'm saying is nonsensical to you, you're not ready. Move on. It's okay. I'm not here to convince you. This is my journey. This is your journey. Each one of us arrives at a different place. You know, every one of us has, I have this thing about maps. I just don't like to look at maps. Tell me right or tell me left. Don't tell me north or don't tell me south. Don't tell me east. Don't tell me west. Just tell me right or left. Where do I need to go? That's why I love my GPS. Not only do I love my GPS because it tells me where to go, it tells me I've arrived. And I believe my GPS. I have arrived. I have arrived at a place where I know nothing. And that is so wonderful. It is such a great feeling. It's so releasing to not have to know everything. To say, you know what? I don't know, but I'd love to learn more. I'm curious about it. Instead of being critical and not being open about what's the other side of that fact? Just hearing one side of the story is not good enough. Hear the other side. Weigh it. Listen to it. And by all means, let your body respond. There are different ways that we let our body respond. You can hold something to your heart. And if you move forward, it's a yes. If you move backwards, it's a no. Put it down. If you move backwards, if you're going back and forth, that's another show that you can listen to. There's so many things that we have learned. And so before we went on the last break, I talked about yes. And there is something great. I wrote an article called The Power of Yes. The Power of Yes. How many things in your life, my dear friends, have you been afraid of saying yes to? Maybe your fear is greater than your desire. Maybe your desire is less than your fear of failure. But I'm here to tell you, everything is a step towards where you need to be. I think of all the times that I thought I made a mistake. But when you know something, you know. If we didn't have the failure or that moment of devastation, then we wouldn't know how precious and how tasty victory is. If we didn't know about the battle, how do we know about the victory? Those are words of comfort that whatever it is that we're going through, whatever your situation is, you know, when I was 10 years old, I heard a homily. I was 10 years old, and I remember the priest saying, there are people that are upset that they don't have shoes, that they feel bad because they don't have shoes. Maybe their shoes don't match their purse. Maybe they have a hole in their shoe. But if you look at your neighbor, they may not have feet. That is when I learned about gratitude. Gratitude is the antidote of every horrible thing that you think is happening to you. Gratitude. I know that whatever is happening to me right now could be worse. And even if I think it's the worst thing ever, I know that there is something else that could be worse than that. So I am grateful to have feet. I am grateful to have holy shoes. I am grateful if they don't match my purse. It's a totally different set of eyes that I have learned through this classroom of teacher after teacher after teacher. And so, again, this might be the last broadcast on this network, on WBOB, on the talk, and throughout Florida on the radio. But it is only the beginning. I did not, because I asked for one more show, but it wasn't to say goodbye. It was, come on, join me. Join me at whenyouneedafriend.com, where we continue and will continue until I take my final breath to learn and grow. I am amazed by people that I hear, 83, 89, 90, that are still learning and growing because they know that truth, that we don't know what we don't know. But you know, the moment you know it, that's where the sweet spot is. That moment you say yes, that powerful yes, where you say, I am willing to take this step. Because I saw this movie a long time ago, and I laugh now because I know it's we bought a zoo, but I just sometimes it's we bought a farm, we bought a zoo, I don't know. And at this point, I don't even want to know the name, but I think it's called We Bought a Zoo. And the most profound quote, I don't remember the whole movie, and maybe I should watch it again, but all I got from that was this quote, which is, it only takes 20 seconds of courage to take the next step, to take the first step. Can you muster 20 seconds of courage? Let that courage be greater than your fear. Let that courage be greater than a fear of a failure. Because there is no failure. There's only different ways of figuring out what you want. Focus on what you want and embrace that power. And heck, if you say yes to look good and have no intention, that is not the yes I'm talking about. I am talking about the yes that you know that you will get exactly what you need. God does not call the equipped. God equips the called. I know that at the moment I say that honest yes, that I will be given every tool I need to succeed. Where are you holding yourself back, my loving, wonderful friends? Where can you take that first step of courage, that 20 seconds? And hopefully it's to become a subscriber so that we can continue this growth, this journey together. And I'm so grateful to John Harper for giving me this passion of radio, of speech, of speaking this new truth. And I want to encourage you to continue this journey with me. Go and join me, because everything has a process. Say yes to adventure, research with curiosity, and trust but verify that everything, well, trust and verify what you hear, but trust that everything will work out for the greater good. Trust the process of your life. Know that that person that started the journey needed to go through these little things that we don't want to look at. Look at them, embrace them, thank them for not being worse than they were, and be grateful. I am so honored to have been able to grow with you since 2017. Continue this process. Continue. And I ask that you remain connected. Thank you to CP Broadcasting for allowing me the show to continue. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day, say with me, ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to